Kia ora. Hi, all. I picked up several of these ProGlow Obi Smart Light Bars, 2-pack H, 285mm include base link, on special about a year ago, and finally got around to getting them flashed with something useful. They are a CBU BK7231N-based PCB with 12-volt input and step-up-down ladder, along with a microphone input, unused, untested as I never paired them to TuyaCloud. And oddly, a USB-C connector for 12-volt VCC and data to the strips, which use the SM16703P driver in OpenBK with GRB color order. Everything seems to be working fine, except that I get continuous press spam from pin 14, which is SW1 in the console. I am wondering if this is possibly something to do with how the microphone on the board is wired in. Inverting the pin doesn't resolve. It doesn't seem to affect functionality, and you could just leave pin 14 undefined if you want to silence it. The controller board is very nice to open. Just pop from an easily pryable gap along the USB-C connector, no hot glue, etc. There are convenient solder pads on the reverse of the board for initial flashing. Pin map sketch with PCB, reverse LED strip, inside case diffuser. For some brain-dead reason, the output is a USB-C connector and the input a mini 12-volt DC barrel. This is actually relatively dangerous as the USB-C output port doesn't have any sort of PD trigger, so just spits out 12 volts all the time when plugged. Don't go using the USB-C port for anything other than the supplied lights. This should have been the feeder in the original design. But I'm guessing they dropped the PD controller to save some money and use the connector on the output side instead. CAT-approved result. They are using WS2811C 12-volt controllers in groups of 3 LED for a total of 6 addressable segments per light. For whatever reason, probably voltage drop, each of the pairs are wired in parallel, so the second light in a chain just mimics the first. You could probably cut the second light cord, drill a hole, and solder the second light to the top of the first, and get a single strip of 12 addressable. But I didn't try as the form factor and diffusion of these units is quite nice as is. I have these attached as DDP segments to existing WLED-controlled lights. In the example, I provide basic standalone dimmer and color control taken directly from as commented section in the attached autoexec.bat script. I would like to use the 4 switches and have local color brightness control alongside the DDP receiver. Currently, however, it appears that any local dimmer controls, etc., override the DDP. So I leave them configured as basic DDP targets OOTB. WLED handles this by popping up an override when a DDP packet is received, asking the user if they want to ignore DDP in the web UI once or until reboot. Something like this could probably be scripted so that a button press for power down overrides the DDP until another press. But I haven't investigated how OpenBK handles button actions. Since there are 4 available momentary switches on the control unit, I would ideally like to map each one to a rolling over 0 to 255 per color channel control, and the 4th as a on-off plus long press dimmer. If anyone has an example for doing any of the above, would be keen to see how. There are some more photos and videos and commentary on my Fediverse thread here. The only flag I have set is the MQTT one. If you want to use with local only, you'll need to set flag 4. Attached original firmware dump, no useful config for CloudCutter. Also, I couldn't use the GUI tool and used HID downloader to flash, along with OpenBK tools, to dump the full original bin from Fedora 40. Cheers. Joel example autoexec.bat template.json.